Hello, hello. This is Always Faithful Nicole, my Leap of Faith podcast, episode 8. Today, I just want to share some notes and journaling over the years of my life. And my goal today is just to uplift you, to inspire you, to encourage you, and just to remind you that you're amazing, and that whatever you set your mind to, you move forward with faith, putting that action behind your faith, and you can do it, right? I also want to say that as we go about our day, right, maybe we can have some kind words to uplift someone, right? Proverbs 16:24 says, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. When I asked myself years ago, you know, how is my life structured? Am I providing kindness to people? And I guess my goal, well, I know my goal has always been to just be kind and be happy and spread love to people. That comes from a place of a couple things. First, as I've said before, the foundation of my mom and my grandma. You know, my mom always made sure that I was safe and loved. And, you know, we had our moments like daughters and moms do, right? As I grew over the years. But that was just teenage stuff, you know, growing up. However, as a child, I always knew that my mom loved me. You know, and her and my grandma put a foundation of God in my life, right? I look back at some journaling and some things I wrote, you know, thinking about when my brother used to live with me and we, you know, as adults, and I see how I wrote something, you know, talking about just washing his clothes and helping him and just being a good sister for him in the moment when he needed someone, right? So, maybe as you go about your day, maybe you need to hear some kind words, some uplifting words, you know? So I hope to be that person for you in this podcast and in all my podcasts. I want to encourage you, to uplift you, to inspire you, to remind you that it's possible. You know, I stepped out on faith from my home of Detroit at 40, right? 40 years young. And I just put gas in my car, my van, and here I am today, right? As I look back, I've always said that I would write books and I would inspire people and do what I'm doing today. So I know that I've planted the seed a long time ago, or maybe God did, right, within me, so that as I grew and got to this moment today, I'm doing exactly what God asked me to do, right? So I just want to say, you know, on my journey of faith, yeah, life has been difficult. Sometimes it's been crazy. Sometimes it's been pretty dark, you know. But as I look back, the one thing I know is that it was most difficult fighting through the worry and the fear. You know, we as humans, we're not perfect. There's no perfect person here, you know. And there will be times that worry or fear creeps in, but I want you to know that God is already working on that thing or that situation for you. God is always present, right? And when I look back at the times in my life where, you know, especially in my 20s when you're young and I had my first son, you know, and I was growing and I was trying to work and just be a single parent sometimes to him, and you know, I had different family members who would help, you know, my grandma and things like that, and my grandparents and his grandparents and, you know, aunts and uncles. But a lot of times it's just you and that child or you in that situation. But I want you to know, as I look back, I always knew that I was never alone. I always knew that God was with me. And when I look at the journals and the things I've written, I knew then that God was with me and protected me and guided my steps, right? So I could be here today, you know, talking about my journey and reminding you how special and extraordinary you are, and that it's never too late to accomplish everything that God has placed in your heart, right? I would tell someone also, if you're in your, if you're young, you know, you're just starting out, if you're 18, your 20s or whatever, live your best life, right? If it's something you want to do, step out on faith, and do that thing or those things that you want to do, right? Because the one thing I can tell you is life goes really fast. Because see, we get into the moments and the years go by, and before you know it, you're not 20 anymore. You're not 30. I looked up one day and I said, wait, I'm not even 40, right? I'm about a month or so from 50. And what I would tell you is be free if you can. Step out. Be courageous. You know, take that chance. Take that trip. Take that class. Create that thing. You know, maybe you can cook. Maybe you can draw. Maybe you have a story to tell, right? Maybe you're working and it's something you want to do at work and you're like, no, I'm not going to take that chance. Do it. You know, maybe you could become that manager or become that teacher or whatever at the job, you know, whatever it is you want to do, you can do it, right? I think about all the times in life where I've had to keep moving forward, the times that I stepped out, you know, even when I worked at Social Security, you know, when I had my first son and I had been there just a little while, you know, he was still little. And I knew that I need to do something different so that my pay would increase a little faster and things like that. So I look back at that time and I was just barely, 26 or so. And I left my Social Security job. And I remember I went to Kelly Services, one of the temp agencies, and I applied. And within a few days, I started working at one of the automotive companies as an executive assistant. And my pay increased like $2, right? And I stayed there for a while. You know, I grew a lot. I got a lot of skills that even helped me today because it was so many different things that I learned to do going from a secretary to an administrative assistant to an executive assistant that maybe had I stayed in my previous position that I might not have grown that fast, right? You know, I took those skills as an executive assistant and years later when I moved to Florida, with my first job I told you about, I remember sitting at the desk filling in for someone and one of the bosses that I was working with, he really didn't know like how good my skills were. So after I finished my few days as the person at the front desk and I was, you know, doing the job and so forth. And he said, wow, I didn't know you could do that. I said, yeah, well, I've had so many years of clerical, secretarial, and then I elevated to administrative and executive assistant that I picked up a lot of skills. Well, that moved me forward to so many different other things within the company, right? Because I was able to evolve and learn and grow and pick things up. And what I want to say to you is don't doubt yourself, right? If it's something that you think you can do or some skill you can pick up or some skill you already have, right? Step out, use that skill, grow that skill, try that new thing. You know, as you get older, sometimes we think about like, what would I tell someone, you know, a younger person or even someone that may be close to my age? I would say, you know what? Step out on faith, live your life, and don't doubt. Because see, here's the thing. God's going to bless you on your journey no matter what. Seriously, God's going to be there for you. He's going to guide you if you let him. You pray, you read your Bible, you know what I mean? God's going to be there for you. So what is he blessing? You know, if you're fine and he's blessing your day to day, that's great. However, if you got something in your heart and you're like, I want to do this, I want to start this business, I want to do something with these kids in the neighborhood, or I want to do this for a friend or for myself, or I want to move, whatever it is, right? God already knows. He's just waiting on you to say, this is what I want to do, right? This is how I want to take the next step in my life, right? I think about Ephesians 3:20. God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think, right? God has done exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could think, right? I'm sitting here today recording a podcast doing what I said I would do, which is telling you you're great, reminding you that someone cares, reminding you that someone is here, reminding you that you can do it, telling you also, yeah, it gets hard, it gets difficult, but guess what? That time passes too, right? The rain comes, the sunshine comes, everything in between, right? God always blesses us, right? We're sitting here today and you're listening to my podcast. You could be doing anything else, but you chose to bless me by listening to my words. And I had put out in the atmosphere for years that this is what I want to do. So if I just reach one person, I'm grateful. I'm blessed, right? So as you go about your day, as you go about your days, and you go about life, I want you to remember that you're never alone, that you can do what you set your mind to. And I want you to know it takes some preparation, right? When you do that new thing, you may have to, you know, change a few things. Like, I'm doing my podcast, so I think about what I'm going to say. I get up and I do them on Sundays and I write things down. I read through things because I want to be prepared to give you the best of myself and my words, right? So be prepared to get prepared, right? You know, when I was on that dark road coming to Florida, God had me, right? You know why? Because I got prepared. I did what he asked me to do. He said, you pack up that van and you go. And I did that. And I promise you, all along the way, up until right now, when I sit here today to leave you this message, God has never left me. Never. From the time he fixed that tire on the road that Sunday morning, which was a test. Are you going to turn around? What you going to do? To this moment today, when I make this podcast for you, right? The sun is coming through the window today. It's a Sunday morning for me, right? I have electricity. I have a computer. And what I'm saying is God prepared me so that I could be prepared for you. He sent people in my life to give me things, to uplift me, to help me along the way so I could sit here today and tell you you're amazing, you're strong, you can do it, right? And one thing I want to say is use your words to bless people, right? If you can say a positive prayer, if you can say good morning, if you can say you look nice today, whatever your heart is moved to do, do it. Because I tell you one thing, we all know today in this world, we need that. We need to open our eyes and see each other. And in that person, you might see yourself. You might see your strength. You might see your weakness. And you might be the only person to say something kind to that person that day. And you could pull that person back from that moment that maybe they were going to give up, right? So you could positively impact someone's life and you might not even know it. So I just want to tell you, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, because you could be anywhere else and you chose to give me these 15 minutes of your time to listen. And I truly appreciate it. I wish you an awesome, beautiful, blessed day. And just remember how blessed you are. Remember, you can do anything you set your mind to, and you are never alone. God is always with you. And like I said on one of my podcasts, he might send an earth angel to bless you, to help you along the way, right? Or maybe you could be someone's earth angel, right? And bless someone. It could just be with your words. You never know. So God bless you. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 8 of Leap of Faith Podcast with always faithful Nicole. Bye-bye.